now, let's find out what's making news in the UK thanks to Ballycarra, providing home care support packages throughout southeast Queensland. Phone 1300 272 222.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK. Good afternoon, mate. Today is the day the Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting Donald Trump.
Well, Ben, I think we're going to be talking about this man every day for the next 4 years, if not beyond. And the newspapers this morning, all the kind of gung-ho, proud tabloids here, saying that this is the start of a new special relationship, and they're talking back to the days of a strong, independent, conservative prime minister meeting a TV star called Ronald Reagan and how well they got on. Let's see how Theresa May goes with Donald Trump. So much to discuss. Trade, Brexit, defence, and certainly people here very keen to rekindle that special relationship. But in all honesty, I don't think Theresa May would really spend much time with Donald Trump in the real world if she didn't have to.
No, I can imagine not. She had spoken about, or yesterday we spoke about, no joint press conference, media conference. Is that still on the cards?
Doesn't appear to be. I think they're rowing back from that, and I think it'd be a case of get the popcorn out and sit down and watch, because some of the questions that would be asked, they'd be watching the body language as well. It's going to be fascinating to see how this develops. But, you know, we have this situation where when he was elected, he rang 11 other people before he rang London. He rang India. He rang Dublin before he rang London. Let's see how this unfolds. But certainly, it's one to watch today. It's going to be very interesting. And let's see how he likes that quake, which you knew all about yesterday, the Scottish drinking bowl. What do you give a billionaire? A lump of wood from Scotland.
A lump of wood of Scotland to put something in to drink. And, of course, it's got to be single malt. Now, mate, Manchester United.
He doesn't touch alcohol, exactly, yeah.
Manchester United reaching the cup final.
Yeah, some good news for their fans. Hull City did not make it easy for United last night. It's great, true. They are into the League Cup final where they will play Southampton. United have spent $500 million in the past year on new players. They're making steady progress under Jose Mourinho. He loves winning this League Cup trophy. He's won it before with Chelsea a few times, and it has always been the springboard for him to go on and win the league the next year. So let's see how Mourinho and United go. It'll be Manchester United against Southampton in the League Cup final in a couple of weeks.
Mate, we'll be cheering them on. Go the Devils. Now, listen, Enda, you have yourself a good weekend. We'll chat again on Monday. Enda Brady from Sky News UK. It's 5 away from 5.